Shabnam Weber has been appointed president of the Tea Association of the USA, Inc., effective January 2, 2026, while continuing her role as president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada, THAC. The move places Weber at the helm of both national tea associations at a time of heightened regulatory, trade, and sustainability focus for the industry. Weber writes, quote, "I am honored by the trust placed in me and see this as a meaningful opportunity to build even stronger collaboration across North America and amplify the voice of tea," end quote. She brings more than 25 years of global tea industry leadership experience spanning association management, education, retail entrepreneurship, and international policy engagement. Since 2018, Weber has led THAC through a period of significant transformation, rebuilding governance structures, strengthening fiscal discipline, expanding membership value, and repositioning the association as a credible international voice on sustainability, policy, and data-driven advocacy. At the global level, Weber represents Canada at the United Nations FAO Intergovernmental Group on Tea, where she currently serves in multiple leadership roles, including vice chair, co-chair of the advocacy pillar, chair and co-chair of the Working Group on Tea and Health, and vice chair of the Working Group on Smallholders. These roles give her a unique vantage point across production, trade, health research, and smallholder livelihoods. Beyond association leadership, Weber is the co-founder of the International Alliance for Women in Tea, launched in 2024 to advance equity and leadership development across the global value tea chain. She is also the creator of Canada's Tea Sommelier Certification Program and previously served as president of the Academy of Tea, which educated more than 1,200 students across 24 countries. Earlier in her career, Weber founded the Tea Emporium in Toronto, gaining firsthand experience with the commercial realities of tea, from sourcing and quality to retail and food service. She succeeds Peter F. Gaji, who retires December 31st after 14 years with the Tea Association of the USA and 47 years in the tea industry. Her dual leadership role signals closer alignment between Canadian and U.S. tea associations at a moment when trade policy, health research, and sustainability standards are increasingly interconnected across borders. The East African Tea Trade Association, EATTA, has formally announced that the 7th African Tea Convention and Exhibition will take place September 14 to 18, 2026, in Nairobi, Kenya. EATTA is the owner and operator of the Mombasa Tea Auction, the world's most prominent black tea and specialty tea auction, and a cornerstone of global price discovery for teas produced across East Africa. The 2026 convention will carry added significance as it will also mark the 70th anniversary of the Mombasa Tea Auction, one of the most enduring institutions in the global tea trade. The Mombasa Tea Auction was first held in Nairobi in November 1956. In 1969, the auction was relocated to Mombasa, where it evolved into one of the largest and most influential tea auction centers in the world, handling teas from Kenya as well as multiple neighboring producing countries. Over 7 decades, the auction has played a central role in shaping pricing, transparency, and trade flows for African teas. According to EATTA, the official event materials and Africa Tea Convention 2026 website is being positioned as a major pan-African and international gathering for the tea value chain. Expected participants include producers, brokers, exporters, packers, regulators, logistics providers, technology firms, and global buyers. The 5-day format suggests a combination of conference sessions, exhibitions, policy dialogue, and structured networking consistent with previous editions. While full program details and venue specifics in Nairobi have yet to be released, EATTA has indicated that the convention will focus on trade connectivity, market innovation, stability, and Africa's strategic role in global tea supply chains, particularly as buyers reassess sourcing resilience and long-term demand trends. Business Insight. Tea professionals sourcing from or trading African tea should mark their calendars for September 14th to 18th. This convention could shape policy directions, export strategies, and brand engagement opportunities for African teas in 2026 and beyond. U.S. regulators issued a food safety alert this week following the recall of nearly 30,000 tea bags after potential salmonella contamination, underscoring persistent vulnerabilities in dry goods supply chains. The recall, announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, affects multiple retail channels in six states and Puerto Rico and has prompted renewed scrutiny of sourcing, packing, sanitation controls for import and domestically packed teas. While no widespread illnesses have been reported to date and no risk level has been disclosed, the FDA emphasized that salmonella can pose serious risks to children, the elderly, and immunocompromised consumers. Retailers were instructed to remove affected products immediately, and consumers were advised to discard or return recalled items. The items include Celebration Herbal Senna Leaf Herbal Tea in 24-bag boxes that were distributed to 1,226 retail units in November. The UPC is 628-240-201-829. Senna tea is known to have a laxative effect and is often used as a remedy for constipation. States named in the recall include Florida, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, New York, and Wisconsin. Business Insight. For the tea industry, the incident is a reminder that low-moisture products are not low-risk. Tea, herbs, and botanicals often pass through multiple hands, from origin to blending to secondary packaging, before reaching store shelves. Any breakdown in hygiene, pest control, or traceability can trigger costly recalls and reputational damage.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.